What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Yeah, I Said It. I'm Jesse Shadoos, and always next to me,
Kamal Altash.
We're going to kick a little podcast action for you today. My voice is a little bit hoarse. I went to the Bucks-Eagles game yesterday and got a little crazy, got a little ruckus and rowdy. Made myself a Darth Vader Buccaneers helmet, got on TV. Pretty cool. Had a lot of fun, man. It was good times. I mean, we lost by a point, but, you know, still a good game, good times, hanging out with friends.
Right on.
Yeah, so, weird shit happens, man. Fucking monkey, dude. Some little monkey, I don't know, nobody knows where he came from or how he got a fur coat and buttoned it up, running around a parking garage, man.
Where was this? Up in New York?
It's New York, I believe, yeah.
A monkey running around in a fur coat.
Well, you know, he's got to stay warm. It's cold up there. Cold in New York.
I'm sure, but even still, like, what do you do when you see something like that? Other than take a picture, obviously. I mean, well, like, hey there, little guy. Where are your parents? What do you say? What do you do?
Yeah, who left the furry kid in the parking garage?
I would damn sure lock my door. I highly doubt the monkey bought that coat.
Well, of course the monkey didn't buy it, but, like, it's a nice fur coat. It's not imitation. Like, PETA would be in a real quandary right there because the monkey's wearing a fur coat.
So do we lock up the monkey for wearing the real fur coat or... I just don't know what to do. Yeah. Let's just throw
He's
all this
so
under
cute.
The... What are you doing? Oh, I handcuffed this monkey. Why? Because he's wearing a real fur coat. But he's a monkey! Yeah.
No, but I mean, like, that would make the monkey, I think, even more of an asshole to PETA, because then he actively pursued another animal's fur to his own. Right? So, like...
I think that's outside their jurisdiction.
Yeah, like...
PETA polices humans.
Right.
Eating tasty animals.
Yeah. I'm not a fan of the PETA. I'm going to put that out there. Unless it's got hummus. And then I'm like...
Some of that tzatziki sauce.
Yeah, yeah. A little falafel.
Some goat.
Yeah, then I'm a fan of the PETA. You know, but as far as the one that, like, you know, is, like, all about the protecting of the animals, man, in my opinion, they're actually a terrorist organization that's guised as, like, you know, helping the animals. Like, as far as I'm concerned, like, the SPCA and, you know, the Humane Society do a damn good job of protecting animals. And they don't, you know that PETA actually kills more animals every year than they save?
Get out.
Yeah, I was reading an article about it where it's like, they take the animals in, obviously, to protect them from bad things that are happening to them, but they don't have enough room to store all, so they kill them, they euthanize them. They euthanize more animals every year than the Humane Society or the SPCA, and they don't have adoption programs. So it's not like you can just go, you know, hey, let me go get this, they're just killing them.
We're protecting you.
Yeah.
I promise.
Yeah, we're protecting you from yourself. It's like the Auschwitz for animals. You know?
That's a Holocaust I refuse to get behind.
No, man. I love animals. And, you know, you're a dog owner. And we have several dogs at our house. And I love animals, man. And I don't think PETA has the right idea. I mean, well, they want to give animals, first of all, the same rights as human beings.
That's just stupid.
That's the dumbest shit ever. Like, it's like, I'm sorry, but if we can cure cancer by experimenting on a monkey and find a cure for cancer, I'm all about it. Now, I will disagree with using animals in testing for, like, cosmetics and stupid shit like
that. Yeah, because that's not the kind of stuff that will really further our species, per se. Like,
right.
Yeah, you know, there's some busted-looking chicks that look a lot better with makeup, but that doesn't necessarily mean that I'm willing to put all these animals through all that testing just so these busted-looking chicks could look better.
Yeah, I don't really give a fuck if you get a date. You know,
yeah.
Like,
I give two shits if you get a date.
Right. Yeah.
Unless it's with me and, you know, sex is involved. In which well, case...
Bring the butter.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know, but, like, to me, they're just... they have links to certain... terrorist organizations like the Animal Liberation Front, which is ALF, which I still can't get over the fact that it's fucking ALF.
Who ate cats, by
yeah,
the way?
Yeah, yeah, but and exactly who ate cats?
Hey, I eat pussy too, but.
Right.
You know?
He was always trying to eat that fucking cat at their house.
Why didn't they just get rid of the damn cat? I never understood that. I mean, I wasn't an avid ALF viewer, but just
I love ALF though, man. Content, because like at one point, he literally had peanut butter on the cat. He was like, "What?" He's like, "They go down easier." Who's got the milk? ALF is great, man. You know they're talking about making an ALF movie now?
Are they?
Yeah.
They're going to make him look like Batman too?
Yeah, they're going to give him the RoboCop treatment?
Yeah. Oh, they better fix that.
No, I'll tell you this. I'll tell you this, though. I think an ALF movie would be cool, but not with the same family, though. Because, A, that old guy that played the dad's probably dead. Kids are grown up at this point. But, like, not only that, I didn't find that family to be all that entertaining. ALF was the best part of that show. ALF and the dad were really... The kids, take or leave them, I don't really care. I mean, ALF was it. I mean, ALF was trying to eat the cat, and the kids liked ALF. I'm surprised the kids didn't, like, you know, kind of offer the cat up to him at some point. You know? Like,
yeah.
We like you better than the cat, ALF. Have at it.
It's either the cat or me.
Yeah. Yo, what do you got in a Persian? You know, like, and if ALF wanted to eat, like, exotic, we'd eat, like, Siamese cat.
Or that bald cat.
Oh, yeah, that's a creepy
looking cat. Oh, that is a creepy looking cat. Thing. I mean, I love animals. I think those bald cats are adorable, but you just look at them and there's something wrong with them.
Something seriously wrong with
something them. Something seriously wrong. Like...
Well, I don't think that that was, like, a natural mutation. I think that that was a man-made deal, I think, through breeding, selective breeding. I think we created the bald cats.
Oh, fully. Well, we had to.
Yeah, I mean, because there's no...
We created basically all the breeds of dogs that you see are...
Well, we created dogs.
Yeah.
I mean, dogs are a man-made creation. Yeah, PETA, go fuck yourselves.
Yeah, we did it.
We give it, we what? Can take
we'll
it away.
Do it again.
Oh, man, you want to hear some really fucked up shit, though? Like, there's a photo going around of, like, a dog fight over in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
And there's, like, all these Heineken banners.
On
the bar right next to where they're having the dog fighting. And I'm like, way to go, Heineken. Nice job.
Well, maybe they put the Heineken banners up initially because it is a bar. It is a bar.
Right.
Bars do have signs and banners from several different... liquor and beer manufacturers. Perhaps they just happened to have it up.
I don't know.
And they said, hey, let's have a dog fight here.
Yeah, no, the way they were put up, though, it literally looked like Heineken was sponsoring the event. You know what I mean?
And if they were, shame on you, Heineken. Shame on you.
Yeah. You know, you're great tasting beer, but you give me a fucking wicked headache, man.
Oh yeah.
Do you have the same problem?
Yeah, Heineken...
Like, it'll literally give me a headache while I'm drinking it, though. Like, I don't even have to wait there's something about the way that they make it or the fact that it's not as filtered as, say, a lot of American beers are. I get a fucking headache while I'm drinking it. Like, I don't even get to wait until the end. Like, it's, like, in the middle of it. Yeah, I mean,
I get the headache after the fact, but... Yeah, when I first started drinking Heineken, I did get the interim headaches. That was...
And there's nothing that gets rid of them. They just hang there. It's terrible. But, you know, our friend Kyle, he's the guy that went to the game with me, had an interesting experience the other night with this chick. I kind of know her. He knows her. She used to work with us and whatever. We're not gonna give out names, but let's just say she's a butter in the face. Like, you know what I'm saying? She's not exactly
everything but her face.
Yeah, she's not a good looking girl in the face department. She's got a nice body and she's got giant fake tits. Like, for her body size,
they're fake.
They're huge.
Oh, does she have scars?
I don't know. I didn't see any. I think
the
they
more
went
atrocious
the armpit.
Scars, the more turned on I get.
Really?
Yeah, because look. They get them just to please everybody else. They don't get it for themselves. Get out of here. They get it for everybody else. And then when they get the bad scars, it's like, oh, you must feel terrible about that. That's where I come in. Make them feel a little bit better, you know? So no, it's beautiful. It looks great.
So you're there for the cleanup.
Yeah, why not?
Cry your tears on my cock.
So he's with this butterface.
Yeah, yeah. And so they made out, I guess, the night before, and they, I don't know, like, they got this sort of thing going or whatnot. And then she comes and sends him a text message of her tits, right? Well, and then he texts it to me, so I'm looking at it, and she's doing the whole PG-13 cover. What I didn't realize, it was just like a part one of two, and then it slides over, and then it shows the real ones. And by God, they were exquisite.
Really?
Really nice tits. I didn't see any scarring. I think she probably had them done, like, underneath, like, the armpit deal.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they were absolutely perfect. And the funny thing is, he's like, I'm going to titty fuck the shit out of those things. And I'm like, oh, yeah? I would, too. Get but, it, like, Kyle? But oh, what yeah. about her face? He's like, I don't care about that. And I'm like, yo, but she's got fucked up teeth, though. She does. She has a messed up grill. I mean, she looks like fucking Jaws. Like, there's eight rows of different things going on.
Like 007 Jaws or like Spielberg Jaws? Yeah, she's
bad. Both. All of it. Together. 00 Spielberg. Fucking.
What was that, Spielberg? I don't even know. I don't care.
Spielberg? I don't know. If, I don't
no, that wasn't Jaws. No. No, that wasn't him. Who was that? Doesn't matter.
Yeah,
doesn't
I can't
matter.
Remember at this juncture.
Well, you know what I meant.
Yeah, so that's anyways. So he bangs her or whatever, and he was like, I tell him, I was like, so how was it, man? He's like, oh, well, she wasn't bad. She was pretty good. He's like, I was like, yeah. I was like, you turn the lights off? He's like, oh, yeah, lights were off. You know, he's like, but the tits were a little bit disappointing, you know? I was like, well, how so? And he's like, well, they kind of felt dead. I was like, what? Like, he's like, well, they were just like, it's like, were they cold? He's like, kinda, and you could like almost feel the bag on the inside when you're squeezing
cold?
Them.
Cold?
Yeah. Yeah. You could say you could almost feel like the bag on the inside when you were squeezing them. And I was like, was that your first pair of fake tits? He's like, yeah. He's like, and if I ever encounter any more like that, I gotta say, I'm not impressed. I couldn't be with a chick that had those. You know, like he said, he was like, because that would just irritate me.
Hmm.
He's like, I like the real jubblies, the bouncing Bettys, you know.
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah.
You know, I don't want to feel like, you know, whatever. Like, I don't want to feel like this is not the right set of titties that I should be, you know, with. I mean, I understand that. I mean, there's something about real tits that just feels so amazing. And then
here.
Yeah, right. But then there's the fake ones that are done right, like with the gel pack instead of like the bag, where it's almost like squeezing like a jelly bear or something like that.
Yeah.
Now those are the good ones. Like, obviously she couldn't afford the good ones, so she got the middle of the road ones. And you know, you pay the price.
Hey, when you play in the middle of the road, you get run over.
That's kind of what her face looks like, though. It looks like she took a 100-yard dash in a 90-yard room.
Those last 10 yards, man, I'm telling you.
Yeah, so
I come creeping up on you.
We got this, we downloaded this, both of us. I got it, and then Kamal turned me on to it, and I downloaded it. It's the Star Wars, a XXX spoof.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it was incredible.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't get to watch the whole thing. I saw, like, a couple scenes. I actually found it on this website. I think it was RedTube. And they showed, like, a couple clips, and I was like, wow, this is really cool. The one scene that they showed in its entirety was the award ceremony at the end of Episode 4.
Right.
It's got Han, and it's got Luke, and it's got Leia in the middle, and she's walking them towards the award ceremony, and she's like, hold on a second, fellas, before we go out there and I hand out medals, I got my own little celebration going on right here. And they're like, what are you talking about? And so she starts making out with Han, and Luke is like, oh, gosh. Like, he did everything short of, like, kicking a rock. You know, just,
yeah, he wasn't really all that into it.
And then she turns around and starts kissing him, and then, you know, she's kissing both of them, and they're triple kissing, and then, like, they start feeling her up, and the dress comes off, and she starts sucking them both off, and I'm like, this is incredible.
Yeah, yeah, she's going back and forth.
Oh, my God, dude, she's, like, taking turns tending to cocks. It's, oh, she was a champ.
Yeah, and didn't she have, like, a nice little tattoo, right?
Oh, she had a little Rebel Alliance tattoo on her her right hip.
So you know she was fucking into doing this porn.
Oh, yeah.
Like, she thought about this for a long time. Like, this was on the agenda when she got into porn. Like, this is what I want to do.
And it was vivid, too, so it was actually really good quality.
Yeah. Well, one of the other scenes that I saw was, like, when, you know, when Luke gets attacked by the sand people and he gets knocked out.
Yeah.
Well, Ben shows up and scares him off and whatever, but one of them stays behind and she's kind of like menacing him with the gaffy stick. And he's like, "Your weapons, you won't need them." And he kind of gives that little Jedi trick fingers.
Yeah.
You know? And so she puts him down. He's like, "You won't need your clothes either." So she starts taking it off.
He fucks the sand person.
Oh, man. She had the nicest nipples, though, man. Like, they were so pert. And he was, like, sucking on them. And she was, like, moaning and shit. And then he starts eating her out right on top of the land speeder.
Nice.
Yeah. And then he's, like, straight from eating her out to fucking her right in her ass. Like, hardcore.
Oh, hell yeah. Wait, did he spit on it?
Yeah, man.
Okay, okay.
Obi-Wan, man. He was rough riding it, too, buddy. And he was, like, making all these little comments and stuff. And he's, like...
Tell me he told her to feel the force.
Oh, yeah. Right as he was coming, he was like, "Oh, feel the force."
Splat out.
Flowing in you.
Flowing.
Not through you, in you. And this is just one I found out in a series of, like, these XXX spoofs that Vivid's been doing. And I gotta say, I've seen that one. I've seen the Avengers one. And the Avengers one's hot, too, man.
Yeah, like, he told me a little bit about that. Like, they kept the costumes on and
Like the Scarlet Witch and one of the chicks from, I think, like Lady Shazam or something, start fucking eating each other out and getting down to business. And yeah, she's using a little bit of her probability magic on the clitoris. You know, it was fucking hot, dude. And I mean, for any nerd out there, you know, that's wanted to see, like, superhero fucking, you know. This is awesome. Yeah, I'll say,
thanks, Vivid.
Yeah. Although, I gotta tell you, you'll never believe who She-Hulk was.
Who?
Remember the female wrestler, Chyna?
Yeah,
the one that got into porn.
Bro, her clit is big enough to suck like a dick.
Yeah, well, she was, well, the guy told he was doing it, man. Like, she
was.
Yes! Yes! Yeah. He was like, she's like moaning and grunting. She's like, "Yeah, eat that green pussy, bitch."
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I was dying laughing. I couldn't help it.
I'm so happy she's into porn now. I saw the first anal experience she had.
Yeah, the one that she did, yeah.
She took it like a champ.
She's a freak. She loves the dick.
And I saw her in Playboy, and at first I was a little weirded out by the thumb clip.
Yeah.
I've slowly come to accept it, and I'd totally fillet the hell out of that thumb bitch.
Feel like, "I'll suck your mini cock." Whatever. It's got a badge attached to it. It's all good. It's not gay if it's got a pee hole.
So what do you do if you go into a room with this really hot chick and she whips it out and... you know, she's got something to whip out. I close the door and turn down the blinds.
She's like, I'll just pretend it's a 7-inch clit.
I got a thing or two to say about the clit. I'm a clit commander.
Oh, I love that, man.
Fucking when, rub my nose on it.
Oh, when Jason Mewes is like, "I'll tell you what I do. I do this right here." Oh, you little motherfucker. I laughed so hard in that part in that movie. But they also have an Avatar porn parody.
Like,
not the Airbender, but like the blue people.
Oh.
Yeah, and apparently there's like a scene where like they actually like hook their tails up together and they're like, you know, scrumping with their tails hooked. Like, it's all like,
huh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, fucking Vivid's going after the little comic book, you know, sci-fi genre thing right now, and I think it's a smart move for them.
Yeah, dude. For people nerds whack it, too.
Yeah.
If anything, we whack it way more than your average person.
Yeah. You know, and Who hasn't thought about banging a superhero chick, you know?
I'm not raising my hand, because I damn sure have.
I'm raising something.
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you, there's many a times when I was a kid, man, and, like, you know, Rogue had that power where she couldn't touch and whatever, and I was like, man, it'd be worth it. Right?
Mine coming up with Psylocke.
Oh.
Always had them ass cheeks hanging out.
Oh, yeah, dude. Do you remember the Marvel swimsuit issues that Jim Lee and them used to draw?
I remember hearing about them, I never actually saw them.
No?
No.
I actually had the 1994 one. I don't know what happened to it. Yeah, really? I lost it. Yeah.
Damn.
They even made the cards, though. They made the trading cards for the swimsuit trading cards. And Psylocke was always there with a fucking thong bikini on.
Yep.
And, like, Rogue had that big old hair, and Storm was looking all sexy and shit. And
I liked Storm with the mohawk.
With the mohawk.
I actually really liked that.
Dude, I like her now, though. She's got kind of like a... Her hair is kind of straight and like, silky.
Oh.
Yeah, it's not the big hair anymore and whatever, but, like... She's kind of got that Beyonce hair going on.
Does it kind of, like, come down to the sides, like, part? Or does she have, like, bangs?
She does
it
in different ways. She does it in different ways.
She has bangs? Or...
Yeah, she does it in different ways. I don't think she has bangs. I can't remember. But, like, I've always loved the color contrast of her character. Like, that silver hair against her black skin was always such a cool freaking concept. Like, if I ever saw a chick like that, it'd have to be on.
Black, white, and pink. So pink, you could see it from space.
And it's like magenta. It's good times.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Oh, man, she'd probably be a lot of fun, though. You could fly up in the air and fuck up in the air. Yeah.
Vivid. Seriously.
Yeah, get on that.
Get on it.
Get on the X-Men porn parody, goddammit. There's a whole lot of shit going on in there. Like, you know, Wolverine could get torn up, you know, while he's banging. Oh, Mystique, though, too, man. You know, that'd be she tried to get with Logan for a while, and
did she?
And, yeah, and she would, and she, like, this is after Jean had died, and she was in a tent with him and whatever like that, and
was he pitching it?
No. Oh. She was actually in a tent.
Oh, and like an honest to goodness tent.
Yeah, and she's like, well, okay, if you don't like this form, I can be this, and she turns herself into Jean Grey and tells her to get the fuck out.
What was his deal? Why was he so sprung on Jean Grey?
I don't think he's got a thing for redheads, man.
Much hotter bitches he came across, though. Literally.
No.
Not literally came across, you know.
But come on. If you were going to have a girlfriend, fucking Mystique would be the chick to have, though. She can be any fucking buddy you want. I mean, you want to talk about role playing. Like, you know, shit, dude. Anybody. Anybody. Be like, be Kim Kardashian. Okay.
Be Rebecca Romaine Stamos. Never mind.
Yeah.
Change back.
Oh, she's hot, though. Rebecca Romaine Stamos.
Yeah, she can be. She can be.
Isn't she still married to what's-his-name, old Jerry?
You mean John Stamos?
No, she's not married to John Stamos anymore.
Oh, I know that.
She got married to the guy from Sliders.
Jerry O'Connell?
Jerry O'Connell, yeah.
He was fat when he was a kid.
Well, yeah, it'd Stand By Me, but, you know... Now I guess he's a good-looking guy. I'm not sure.
He doesn't have much going for him, though. Sliders is over.
Dude, I thought Sliders was a damn good show.
It was a good show.
And then it got...
Until they started with some really stupid shit.
Like the episode where they actually did come back to their own reality, and the gate didn't...
Oh, it didn't creak.
The gate didn't creak because his mom had just oiled it, finally. And like he's like, oh, it can't be this one, and they slide out of it. Oh,
yeah, immediately it slid out of it. Motherfucker.
Oh, dude, and like, you know, as an audience member, you're sitting there going, oh my god, you fucktards. The least he could have done was walk in and knocked on the door, you know, like.
I think my favorite episode was the one where they went to this dimension where all the men had been killed off by this disease that affected I think it was the Y chromosome.
Right.
And... basically, all these females, they saw them, and they were like, oh, men! So they brought them into their camps and whatever, and they were pretty much, they had every intention of milking them for their juices.
Oh, yeah.
For their baby gravy. And I was like, man, you lucky sons of bitches. I would never leave that shit.
Yeah, that's a world I could get into. I'd be like, hey,
all
professor.
All these hot bitches fighting over me?
Whatever
yeah.
that chick's name was that came with them, I'd be like, listen, I'm staying. We got a job to do.
I'm surprised the black guy didn't stay.
Hell yeah. He's like, hell yeah. All these
Sorry, Q-Ball. I'm like, staying here.
Hell yeah. All these white bitches want to get down.
Okay.
All right.
O-tay.
Yeah, like, O-tay. Yeah, man, I wouldn't have fucking left there, man. That's a fucking paradise. Basically, you're just like fucking, you know, stunt cock for every fucking vagina on the planet.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, I don't know, bro. I wouldn't have left.
And they didn't have to do the direct, you know, beef injection. They were spanking into, like, cups and whatever. Here's a sample, there you go. Here's a sample, there you go.
Yeah, but I don't want to spank into a cup.
Well, you do if it's a butterface with some, like, you know, shitty titties.
No, at that point, like, they're just hopping on and riding and hopping off. It's like a factory assembly line and shit, so it's like, whatever, you're blindfolded. let what happens happen. Hey, whatever happens in this dimension stays in this dimension. Y'all come back and pick us up later. Fuck that, man. That's what's up.
People would be able to smell your dick as you walk into the room. Seriously. You'd catch all kinds of stuff.
Well.
Well.
I mean, yeah. Well, then again, I mean, sexually transmitted diseases would have pretty much been eliminated
without the sex.
Yeah. I mean, I'm kind of surprised at that point, however, though, women weren't just taking care of each other at that point. I mean, they all lean that way anyway.
They still need the whole semen thing. Well, yeah, that's true. But, I mean, if they were still around, then that means that it had just happened.
Not too long ago.
Yeah.
Doesn't take that long to start lesbian out, though.
Oh, I'm sure that happened a lot, but they didn't show it in that
episode. Oh, man, wouldn't it be awesome if they, like, slid and the portal opened and they stepped out and there was, like, this whole pile of fucking bitches just getting down to town on each other?
Oh, yeah!
Jerry O'Connell's like, now that's where I parked my car.
Hell yeah, home. Q-Ball, let's do this!
We're home! And the professor was probably like, oh my.
Oh my.
Oh, you know.
You know, that professor had to be Takai.
Yeah, he was a weird guy, though, that British dude.
There was an episode where they were all jumping into a car to get away from somebody. I don't even know who it was. And I don't know what these producers were thinking. They had him, like, do this sideways roll thing to where his body was totally horizontal, rolling.
Yeah.
And he rolled into the door of the car. Like, long ways. Which is physically impossible.
Right.
Like, the sheer logistics of it. He's not going to fit into the door, but somehow they made him do it. And I'm like, he didn't hit the other door. He didn't hit the other seats. Like, what was that? What's the point of that? Why didn't he just dive into the car?
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
But,
Well, that show had a lot of holes. I mean, let's face it.
Yeah.
But it was
show
cool.
Named Sliders with a lot of holes. Yeah.
No, but I mean, it did have a lot of cool stuff though. Like, I mean, like as far as like their takes on different dimensions and whatever.
Yeah,
I thought it was pretty.
It was
cool.
That one dimension where they hadn't discovered penicillin yet.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that was crazy. What? That's a fungus. No, I don't want that. That'll make me sick. No, it'll make you better, idiot.
Yeah, it was that whole... I think somebody shot, like... What's her name? Was it Madame Curie that discovered fucking penicillin? I can't remember which one it was.
Ah, dude, I don't
It's one of those bitches. I think it's Madame Curie. Helen Keller, I don't know.
Yeah. Hot mute.
Well, because, you know, Helen Keller, she was blind and deaf, so she didn't know what she was eating.
Here, eat this.
Yeah. You know, I'm surprised back then she wasn't taken advantage of more, like, you know, get passed around. She couldn't hear all the dirty things you were saying.
Oh, that's, now see, that's hot. I've always wanted to get with a deaf chick, man. What kind of sounds would they make, you know? Oh, they can't hear themselves. They're just letting loose because they're having a good time. You know what I'm saying? At least if you're doing your job right.
Yeah, but they can read lips, though. So if you're, like, looking them in the eye while you're saying all that dirty shit, I do appreciate what you're saying to me.
They can damn sure try to read my lips. I'll be reading theirs.
Get a deaf girl. I'm going to come in your worthless ear canal.
And then you actually do.
It's the gift that keeps on giving.
How romantic.
She gets up, she's like, tapping aside her head.
I can't get it on my ear.
She's tapping aside her head.
I don't do that.
Like she just got out in the pool. Oh, that ain't fucking right. I'm sorry, deaf ladies. On a side note, if any of you guys want to get down.
Dude, they're not listening.
I know. That's the best part. We can say whatever we want about them. They can't ever hear it. They have to get secondhand from some friend. You know, I don't know what would be worse for you. Would you rather be blind or deaf? What would be worse for you?
Oh, well, seeing as how I'm halfway there, I'll go with blind.
Yeah.
And I freaking love music. I love the hell out of music, so.
Right. Yeah. I don't know, man. That's a tough call. I love music, but I love drawing, and I love video games, and I love movies. I mean, basically what I'm saying is my heart goes out to anybody that's got to deal with that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I definitely feel for them, and,
you know.
I mean, they're going through, but...
Like, so every once in a while, like, I try to walk down, like, the hallway at work with my eyes closed just to see if, like, you know, sometimes if I can do it, if I can navigate it and stuff. Man, it's incredibly hard.
It is. It is.
Because you don't realize you start to veer, you know.
Not only do you start to veer, but there are certain little things that can change from time to time, like... Let's say the position of something that's normally in this spot, it could be like a couple inches
right
towards the walkway. You run into that and fall over, and then you've lost track of exactly where you are. You've fallen down, and you get back up, and you're like, eyes are still closed, I'm good right now. You stub your toe, oh, heck. You know, like,
yeah.
I'm just going to open my damn eyes and, you know,
enjoy
the fact that I can see.
Like, even, you know, even if I were to have that stick in front of me, I think, like, going from what I have now to that would just be devastating, you know?
Yeah.
And the fact that there's people that, like, I think it's, if you're born that way, I think it's probably better off, you know, for you, as opposed to being, having full sight and then losing it. There was this boyfriend of this actress, I was watching it on TV, and he's got, I forget what it's called, but it's causing him to go blind, and light causes it to happen faster, so he wears like really dark sunglasses. He doesn't really go outside.
He's slowly losing his vision,
right?
Ooh.
And there's nothing they can do about it. It's like a rare condition, like some genetic thing, and it's just happening to him. And you know, he's doing it so well. Like, he's actually walked marathons, and he's run marathons or walked marathons, you know, without, you know, it, with being blindfolded, you know, for charities and stuff to help research.
Oh, wow.
And stuff. Yeah, so, I mean, he's actually, like, he's handling it really well. And, you know, it helps to have, like, his really supportive girlfriend behind him, and her money and stuff. They can, you know, get awareness brought up to the condition and stuff, and how it happens to people. But it's just, like, that to me would be worse than being born that way. Because being born that way, you have no other reference, you know what I'm saying? But to be able to not see your girlfriend anymore, the one you love, like, after you've seen her so much, or your family, or, you know, to lose that, I think would be a lot more devastating than just being born that way.
Yeah.
You know, and if I was born deaf, I think I could handle that, but if I lost my hearing now...
Oh, there was a video I saw on YouTube that actually brought tears to my eyes. It was this little kid that heard his mother's voice for the first time. He was born deaf.
Oh, and they did that. Yeah, they had that
microchip. They did some surgery.
Yeah.
They put some chip in his ear, and he could hear. And she was calling him, and his eyes lit up, and he looked at her, and I was just like, oh, my God, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to lose it.
Yeah.
I'm going to... Oh,
yeah.
There it goes. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Yeah. No, I hear you, man. That's... I saw that same video, and I was tearing up big time. Like, I was just like, oh, my God. Can you imagine that? You know, and with technology and stuff, we're coming so close now to being able to make blind people see, you know, deaf people hear. I mean, it's not that far off from where they're going to be able to have vision just like us. Like, we do have chips and stuff that now they've put in people's eyes where they can see black and white images and things, but, you know, we're not that far away from where they'll have it in their eye and they'll be looking at everything just like we do.
Now, see, that's the kind of thing that I think it's okay to cut up monkeys to do.
Yeah, oh, I'd be down with that.
Go ahead, cut up all the monkeys you want.
Or anything else for that matter, as long as it wasn't a person.
Yeah.
Because I think that one thing people don't understand, and I know it sounds terrible, and I know animals are awesome and we should protect them, but, like, we are the dominant species on this planet.
There's no denying that.
We have consciousness. We, you know, yes, they do feel pain, but at the same time, they don't have the same capabilities that we do, the same rational reasoning, all those capabilities that we do that
Although make us primates, monkeys, chimps, whatever,
are pretty close.
They're quite capable if you know, dangle a banana in front of them.
yeah.
Holy crap, dude! The things I've seen them do when they're promised a banana, whoo! They're serious problem solvers. Let me tell you.
Yeah, that's like
they're sharp as tacks.
They are. No, they are, and they are good problem solvers. But the thing is like when it comes to curing something that's going to help humanity or advancing us in any way, like I'm perfectly willing to sacrifice a lesser, you know, creature to do so. And I don't say that lightly.
Now, not to the point of endangerment or extinction, but no. You know, if there's tons of them around, why not?
Yeah, or if you're raising them specifically for that purpose, you know, that you're not taking from the population at large in the wild. You know, because I don't want any animal to go extinct due to what we're doing to them.
Yeah.
I mean, if naturally that happens to them, like, okay, I'm going to come right out and say it. Fuck pandas. All right? Look, fuck pandas.
But they're so cute, especially when they sneeze and scare their mommies.
That's the problem. Everybody thinks they're fucking cute. Panda will rip your goddamn face off.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, they will.
They'll rip your fucking face off. So, look, fuck pandas, okay? Pandas will not fuck each other. They've actually put panda porn on to try to get them to fuck each other. And they still don't do it. So it's like...
Wait. Hold on, rewind. They put panda porn?
They showed other pandas fucking to try to get them to procreate, and they still wouldn't do it. Like... Because I think they figured out that humans will just bring them the bamboo. we get these people, they'll bring us the bamboo. We don't need to make babies. We're fucking done. Look, when a species won't fucking procreate on its own, it's time to let them go. Obviously, they've given up. They're fat and lazy, and they don't want to fucking be bothered. So why should we be bothered? What? Because they're cute, though. If this was like some ugly-ass fucking, like... sloth looking motherfucker, you wouldn't see anybody getting all upset.
The angler fish is endangered. I don't give a shit. Yeah. Have you seen its lower mandibles? That shit looks disgusting.
Exactly. Like if the panda wasn't fucking cute, you know, then nobody would give a shit. And here's my thing. Look, if you want to preserve the panda, do it Walt Disney style. Make them animatronic. You know, like, you can go to the zoo and you can see the little animatronic pandas, you know, and they look lifelike. And because I'm sorry, if you have lost the will to fuck, you don't deserve to hang out. Like,
fucking room only.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I mean, honestly.
If you don't have the will to fuck,
you don't need to be here. Yeah. Fuck pandas, dude. I'm telling you. Look, they're so like a panda chick could literally walk by and throw her fucking snatch in another panda dude's face, and he'll roll over the other way and keep eating his bamboo. Like, yeah, I've seen that shit before. You know, like, they don't have any desire to procreate.
Now, is that only in captivity?
No,
or is that
in the wild. So obviously they've decided this is it for them. They've had a nice run. They just want to live out their days in peace. And humanity's like, no, fuck that. You guys are cute. We're going to make you fuck. We're going to make more of you. It's arrogant for us to be this way. And B, if they have no desire to propagate their own species,
That's the natural order of
things. That's the natural order of things. So you're violating that. Like, these creatures have decided...
Just let it happen.
Yeah. Yeah. Have decided extinction is the way they're going to go. And I'm okay with it. Fuck pandas. I don't give a shit. I don't.
Yeah, we got the internet. I could look up pictures of them if I want to see something cute.
Yeah. You know, we got them recorded. You know?
Yeah. That's good enough for me.
We can make a Tupac hologram out of them. Fuck that. I don't care. Fuck your pandas. Now, koala bears, though, I like me some koala bears.
Yeah, dude, they got koala yummies with the little chocolate things, yeah, little koala crackers. Yummies.
I like koala bears. Koala bears are cool, though.
Yeah.
And they eat a plant that is literally poisonous, like eucalyptus. You can't fucking eat eucalyptus leaves.
I'm pretty sure if they stopped eating eucalyptus, it would run rampant. It'd be all over the place.
Oh, and that's another good point. In fact, that eucalyptus trees are very, very like viral. Like they just, you know, fucking sprout up everywhere, and they do, and they take out other trees and plant life and stuff. So
have koalas stopped fucking?
No, koalas are still fucking like champs. So we're in the clear.
Good.
We're in the clear.
Well, now see, here's the real question, like. What do pandas do? Like, why are they even...
They eat fucking bamboo all day.
Well, yeah, I understand bamboo grows at a, you know, crazy rate, but it's not poisonous.
No, like, look, let's face it. If the fucking pandas die, no one's going to get upset that the bamboo is going unchecked. I mean, we can hack the bamboo out and clear it.
And make, you know, furniture.
Furniture.
All kinds of cool shit.
Yeah. Fuck the pandas. I'm saying it right now. Right here on this forum. Fuck them. Let them go. They've decided to leave the planet. Let's let them go in peace.
If ever there was a platform to say, fuck the pandas, this is it, my friend.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Why?
Fuck them. That's why.
Yes. Yeah. No, I mean, I'm all for saving species that need to be saved because of stuff that we're doing, like poaching or environmental hazards or clear-cutting the forest and stuff like that. I'm all for trying to save species that way. There's another interesting topic I want to bring up, which kind of ties into this whole thing a little bit, is like, there was a report out, in the newspaper that says that, we're producing, I think it was like, 2 tons of carbon every second into the atmosphere, and the number one polluter of which was China. Now, here's my only thing. Every time they bring these fucking reports up, they say it's man-made, it's cars, it's factory pollution, it's blah, 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 blah. Okay. There are approximately 6.5 billion human beings on this planet.
Okay.
That do nothing but 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, roughly 100 years. They do nothing but intake oxygen and put out carbon dioxide. Human beings themselves are never factored into this equation. It's always just the man-made stuff like cars and factories and all that shit. Not to mention the fact that all animal life intakes oxygen and puts out carbon dioxide. So you've got 6.5 billion human beings doing this all the time. Why do they never mention population control? Think about it. They never say it. It's like the pink elephant in the room. Nobody wants to say, hey, wait a minute. Maybe our giant population itself might actually be part of the problem. Maybe it's not our cars as much as it is. There's only 200 million cars on the planet. There's way more human beings. And that's all we do constantly. Intake, oxygen, out, carbon dioxide, all the time.
Telling you, we need television programming that involves, you know, people dying. Why not?
Oh, dude. Well, why it's not? Like what Carlin
fight
said.
To the death.
It's like what Carlin said, you know, it's like you know, you put Death Row on TV and fucking I'd watch it. I'd pay-per-view that
hell
son of a
yeah.
bitch.
You see that guy, man? That the first time they hit him with them volts, it didn't put him down. They had to hit him again.
No.
Yeah, that shit was awesome, bro.
No, but I mean, I'm talking about, like, inmate versus inmate.
Yeah.
Battle to the death.
That would be incredible.
Gladiator style, man.
Yeah, like Death Ray, Smash TV,
like, well,
shit like
yeah,
that.
Like what Carlin said, we'll just fence off Kansas, because nobody gives a shit. You know, it's a square state. We'll just fence off Kansas.
Put a bunch of cameras.
Everywhere, and we'll just let the inmates go, and we'll have weapons and stuff posted all around. Now these are only death row inmates. I'll be clear about that. These are not people that are just in prison for maybe robbery.
No, or not like tax evasion and shit like that. No.
That's a whole nother show.
Yeah.
That's like The Running Man. Do like The Running Man for the white collar people. They're like, we put them in Detroit, we drop them off in their suit and tie and a briefcase, and the briefcase is handcuffed to them, and we just send them on their way.
As soon as we let them go, somebody on the side of the road is like, yo, man.
What's in that briefcase?
What's in that briefcase? He starts taking off running.
Yeah. If they make it out of Detroit alive, then you know.
Then they're free. Oh, wow.
I mean, because that's justice. You know what I mean?
And that would definitely thin, you know, the population out.
Well, first...
No longer do we have to pay for 3 hots and a cop, but we are paying for lighting and you know...
Well, first things first, we got to nuke the Chinese. That's number one. Glass them. There's too many people over there, man. And they're all raising one child families. You know, they all got the spoiled kid syndrome, and they're raising a bunch of spoiled kids. So we glass them.
Glass the Chinese.
Yeah. Yeah. If we glass China, you could see your reflection from space. You know?
And I would pay to see
that. And think about how many less traffic accidents we'd have if we nuked the Chinese.
Oh, absolutely. Let me tell you, I work in a retail giant, okay? When I go walking out to the sales floor and I get hit by an Asian person driving a buggy, I'm like, really?
They got a built-in blind spot.
It makes sense. Okay, I should have seen that coming.
Yeah.
They really have no idea how to... Bro. Seriously.
Well, you remember we were watching Tosh.0 and the guy was like, he's like, auntie, reverse, auntie. She was trying to pull into a parking spot and like she couldn't do it. Like it was painful to watch. It's just like, God damn it. And like there's justification for every stereotype. That's why they're out there.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, stereotypes, I think stereotypes are the best form of truth because like there's always a little bit of truth in the stereotype. And I think if we have fun with our stereotypes...
Yes, the truth does hurt from time to time. But let's face the facts. Don't get all ignorant and start getting all bent out of shape about it.
I laugh at the stereotypes about white people because I know they're true. I laugh my ass off. When I was in... I saw the Kings of Comedy in the movie theater, okay? I was the only white guy in that movie theater, okay? And every time they'd make a joke about white people, the entire theater would turn around and look at me. And I was laughing my ass off, so they were laughing their asses off. And, like, when I got out of that theater, though, I never saw more KFC fucking boxes and Popeyes boxes in my life left inside that theater. So every stereotype about white people not knowing how to dance, I'll give you that. Most of us got 2 left feet.
Although, motherfucker, you can break it down. I've seen you break it down.
I can break it down.
You can, Dirt Nancy can break it down.
But then also... When they were talking about how, like, you know, when white people hear a noise, they go investigate. Like, what the hell was that?
Yeah.
Well, let's go find out what it is. And black people running the other fucking way. If you ever see black people running in, like, in a good number, you need to go with them. Because some bad shit is happening in that direction, opposite the black folks running.
There was that one thing on, I think it was Jackass.
Yeah.
Where they had somebody, like, fall through the ceiling of a bank or somewhere where they had people, like, in line, and this one black guy just turned around and started running.
Yeah.
Eventually, they caught up with him, and they told him, yo, it was a prank. It was a hoax. There was no, you know... But just to see it in action, that one stereotype just... Oh, my God, dude, I couldn't stop laughing the whole time they were showing it. Couldn't stop laughing.
Yeah, no, and it's true. And I think if we can't laugh... at our stereotypes of ourselves and other people. I think that's it's awesome to be able to laugh at them. I think if you take them so seriously that it offends you, that's where the problem lies. Like, I don't...
Well, if it offends you, you don't have a sense of humor.
Right.
Then fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you then. I know. And I'm saying, like, because look, in my experience, Asian people have a hard time driving. Haitian people definitely have a hard time driving. Puerto Ricans will put a goddamn exhaust and a muffler on anything.
Yes.
Case in point, Mitsubishi minivan driving to the Bucks game yesterday. It had an exhaust on the back of it, and it had spinning hubcaps on the wheels. And I said,
not spinning rims, but spinning hubcaps.
And I said, hey Kyle, $10 says there's a Puerto Rican flag hanging from the rear view.
Did he make $10?
Oh yeah.
Oh.
And I was like, Puerto Ricans will put a damn exhaust on anything.
It's funny because it's true.
Well, hey, you're half Puerto Rican, brother. You know, you've seen it.
Yeah. Hell yeah, I've seen it.
Just like rednecks will jack up any fucking thing. I've seen rednecks jack up goddamn minivans, cars. It doesn't matter. You know, stereotypes.
So long as they can go mudding in it.
Right. Stereotypes are fun. Stereotypes are good for people. Like, to embrace your stereotypes. Embrace that about your ethnicity or your religion or whatever you happen to be, man. Own that. Own that stereotype. And you can laugh with everybody else about the other ones if you own those. You know what I'm saying?
Admission's free. All you gotta do is accept it.
Yeah, man. Absolutely. And that's what I'm talking about. Like, I think if all of us, you know, whether you're black, you're white, you know, you're Asian, you're Jewish, whatever the heck you are, man, try not to take yourself or your race or anything too seriously. Try to enjoy everything about everybody else and make fun of everything about everybody else. Because that's what people are here for, in essence. To be made fun of. And we gotta laugh and enjoy each other like that. And I think that's important to, like, you know, take some time out of your day and ridicule somebody. You know?
It'll make you feel a lot better.
You know, yeah, and not
about
in a way
yourself.
And yeah. Not necessarily make them feel any better, but you don't have to do it in a way that's gonna hurt their feelings. Sometimes it can be a snide remark that they may not catch. You know?
I love those.
Oh yeah.
When it totally goes unchecked, yeah. And just right over their head.
Right over the top. You know, sometimes it can be a friendly kick in the ass. Who cares? You know, sometimes it can be a hi, hello, and a fuck you. But the point is, as long as you go out there and you enjoy other people and you make fun of them and you have a good time and they have a good time and everybody doesn't take themselves too seriously, I think the world would be a better place.
Then we need population control.
Population control.
For sure.
For sure. Yeah.
That's a must.
Yep. And that being said, I think that's going to about wrap it up for us today. I'm Jesse Shadoos.
I'm Kamal Altash.
And remember, help control the homeless population. Have yours spayed or neutered.